going on now at Guitar Center, the Ernie Ball Great Gear Giveaway, where one lucky winner will win over $50,000 in prizes from Ernie Ball Music Man, SKB, Electro Voice, Dynacord, Pedal Train, Vic Firth, Latin Percussion, Zildjian, Tune Track, Guitar Center, DNA Guitar Gear, DW, Remo, TC Electronic, Blue Microphone, Universal Audio, Ampeg, Orange Amplifiers, JHS Pedals, Korg, Martin Guitars, and Ernie Ball. To enter, find codes inside selected packs of Ernie Ball strings in Guitar Center stores and at guitarcenter.com between now and October 30th. US residents only. Visit ernieball.com/greatgeargiveaway for full official rules. Ernie Ball presents the Great Gear Giveaway. Going on now, only at Guitar Center. Guitar Nerds is sponsored by Reverend Guitars, and we are very happy about that because we really love Reverend. Well-built, affordable, unique, extremely cool, retro with modern sensibilities. Recently we've had a Jetstream 390 and a Greg Koch Gristlemaster sent to us from Merchant City Music in Glasgow, and we've loved them both. The Jetstream is a gorgeous Reverend original jaggedly shaped retro offset with three specially voiced P90 pickups and a deliciously roasted maple neck. The Gristlemaster is an oversized T-style guitar with the incredible sounding Fishman Tele pickups, a Firebird style ramp, and a tonal palette so broad you'll never need another guitar. Seriously, their range is massive. Choose from a fantastic spread of bolt-on, set necks, basses, and unique signature models. If you love guitars and you love this podcast, then I'm afraid you're going to need one. Check them out at reverendguitars.com. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds Podcast, the world's number one guitar podcast. I am your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by the man with the most ungiggable rig in the world, Matthew Knight.
Hello there.
The twangiest guitar player I've ever met, Jay Cross.
Hi.
And the world's original guitar nerd, Mark Packham.
Hello there.
Well, that's yes. A way better title.
Yeah, I win, basically.
I like having the ungeekable rig, but the original guitar nerd, why aren't I the original one?
Joe's trying to tempt me to be back on this every week.
That's right, flattery. Yeah, every time. Well, I'm really glad you're back this week, because we didn't actually mention it to the listeners last week, but this week it is a special quiz episode.
So why is it a quiz? We're on 287. Because why is it a quiz?
We're just doing it every 10 episodes now, because everyone loves a quiz, and so it sucks that we were doing it every 25. So let's just do it every 10.
We weren't doing it every 25.
We didn't do one for about 50 episodes or something.
Well, no, that's because you kept not being on a podcast. Yeah, so okay. but anyway, it's fine. We're here now, and we've got a quiz episode, which is very exciting. But of course, before we dig into all of that stuff, we're still currently running the Pink giveaway. At the moment, we've teamed up with Ernie Ball Music Man and Bad Penny Effects to give you the chance to win a Sterling by Music Man Cutlass short scale bass in shell pink and a Bad Penny Effects Nerd one of a kind fuzz pedal, also in pink. And all you have to do to enter is to comment on the posts that you will find on our various social channels. You can do that, and we'll be announcing the winner right here on the podcast on the 28th, I think it is.
Oh, spooky! The Halloween episode
is that? We're recording that on the 26th, but it will air on the 28th. Do you think we should do a Halloween theme?
What are we going to do?
We've all got to talk in spooky voices.
No, I don't think we should
do that. We'll come up with zombie related names for each other. And we can only talk about pointy metal guitars and metal zones.
J inverted
and vibratos. Yeah. Well, you would have to be like J inverted cross.
Matt Knight's Templar. They're not really spooky. That's not really spooky, is it? It's just,
It is if you've seen Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's
three.
True.
I can't remember what Joe's name was.
Joe Brantome.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
What, and the spookiest of all, Mark Packham.
That is a very scary name. Imagine someone... a pack of ham. Scary.
I did just type Halloween guitars, and at some point someone did make a double-necked Halloween guitar that says The Legend of Sleepy Hollow on it, and the whole theme of Sleepy Hollow is inlaid into the guitar. And the picture has a soul ticket on it, so somewhere out there someone owns The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
The spookiest guitar!
That's very good. Jay, can we hold some of this back for our Halloween episode?
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. I mean, you say that, but we're definitely going to forget between now and next week when we record that.
I've actually found a Halloween-themed Gibson, an official Gibson, which we could talk about on Halloween.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about those on our Halloween episode rather than this week's episode, which is the quiz, Matt and I. I also need to introduce our new patrons for this week. Welcome to Jack Almos and to Larry Guild, and also to the Studio Rats, who... join us at the $10 tier.
A few legends there.
Yeah, so do let me know, Studio Rats, if you actually want a name or if you want me to read that. It happens a few times that people have a name set up for their Patreon and then they subscribe and then I end up reading that instead of their name. So let me know if you want that change. This week I'll just be singing the Studio Rats. It's an extra special Patreon song this week. So
is it short?
It's extra inflamed.
It certainly is extra.
Extra inflamed. Yeah, I've had a couple of those problems.
Blimey.
But yes, we're going to do a quiz, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Didn't I win the last quiz?
No, you didn't win. Well, actually, what happened is you did win. Incorrectly, because I won, because I always win the quiz, and Joe cheated me out of it, like some sort of undemocratic coup.
Yeah,
and eventually the outraged listeners, both of them, phoned in and very politely told Joe that he was wrong.
Yes, it's
and
true.
And I felt vindicated.
Yes, and I did. So this time I've come up with a new scoring system, which I should be able to keep track of a bit better than the last one. The new scoring system.
Is it 1 point equals one question equals 1 point?
Well, it's literally that I'm going to update the scores as I go this time, rather than sort of guessing at what they were at the end of each round, which is what I did previously. So it's going to be great. I've simplified things a little bit this time. We're going to be checking out four rounds. We're going to be doing celebrities.
Oh, so you did do a new round.
Yes, I did.
Joe texted us earlier today and he was like, guys, I've done three rounds. Is that enough? And then nobody answered the text. And then about 2 minutes later, he went, guys, just in case anybody missed this, I wanted to know, is three rounds enough? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like it might be enough. And he was like, oh, no. Guitar Nerds is ruined.
Yeah. So, well,
it was ruined like 3 years ago. slowly been riding that sinking ship all the way to the bottom.
Yes. Well, I have got four rounds now. I'm keeping things quite simple. So the four rounds are going to be celebrities on telly.
Okay. Nice. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Amplification information.
Cool, good.
Yeah, okay. Effects 101.
Yeah.
And attenuated difficulty.
Those are some good round names. I hope the questions live up to them.
Well, I hope so too. So the first rounds 1 and 2, you're going to get 3 questions each. Round 3 is an extra long round, and then... back to 3 questions each.
Oh, you didn't tell me that round 3 was an extra long round. Maybe 3 rounds is enough. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you need to rethink this.
We're going to keep things simple in this. We're going to just go round the room with each of these. So after every question's asked, there will be the opportunity, if that question's not answered, there will be the opportunity to win the point by the person next in the round, as it were. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. I'm very excited. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, Joe, but... you sound like you're absolutely bricking it.
Yes. This is a lot of information. I like just talking about the stuff that I already know is in my head. And I'm just waiting for the question that I ask where Mark Packham's like, No, I think you'll find that having actually, looked this up was, on Wikipedia.
Actually, it was September 2004, not August 2004. Joe, exactly. I can't believe it.
It's stressful making a quiz because also you have to try and balance the questions. I've got to make them interesting enough, but also simple enough that you guys answer them correctly and we don't look like idiots.
Yeah. I used to run a pub quiz. I ran a pub quiz for a, I don't know, not, it wasn't too long. I maybe did it for like 3 or 4 months. And I wrote a quiz every week and it was so much work. It was a nightmare, to be honest with you. And I'm glad I don't do it anymore. So. Good luck.
There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. Right, we're going straight into the quiz here. First round, celebrities on telly. Now, for this round, each of you can score 1 point per question. That's one thing I should mention. Different rounds have different scoring structures.
Oh, here we go.
In that there might be...
here we go. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'm going to make it really easy for you, everyone.
This will be easy. The first round will be 1 point per correct answer. The second round will be 2 points per correct answer. The third round will be 2 points per correct answer and minus 1 point per wrong answer. And the fourth round will be 3 points per correct answer and minus 1 point per wrong answer. So... you know, as we continue through the rounds, that's why the first round's only 1 point. I'm allowing you to warm up.
Hopefully, by
the time you'll be firing on all cylinders by the end and, you know, and racking up those 3 points per correct answer. So,
you're going to go around in a.
It's going to go, because you won, Jay, you're going to go first. So it's going to go Jay, Mark, Matt. That is the circle.
So if I get a question wrong, Mark is allowed to answer it.
That's correct.
If Mark gets a question wrong, Matt gets first dibs at it.
That's correct.
And when Matt gets all his questions wrong, I get to answer those.
Absolutely,
which is very likely.
Okay, here we are.
What does he know about guitars anyway? I don't even know why he's here.
Oh, no. It, also, the questions
what, Joe?
Are... the questions come up to me. I've got this little thing that randomizes the questions because, of course... you know, some of the questions might be about a Boss product or something like that, or a Fender product. So there might be advantage.
And also,
you've got
history of tapering questions for specific people. You're like, oh, there's no chance he's going to know about this. So I'll give this one to him.
No, well, I think these will be completely random as they appear on my screen. I've got a little randomizer that will open them up for me. So here we are. Question one. So round one, question one. Round one, celebrities on telly. Jay Cross, winner of last time's quiz. Question one.
Give me a break.
On Keith Richards' Micawber, what replacement neck pickup did he add in 1972 to give it a little more bite?
This is one of those things where I'd know the answer if I watched that video that you spent ages doing, isn't it? I'm going to say it is a Diamond pickup.
That is incorrect. And it passes to Mark Packham.
Are you asking for exactly what it is?
I need to know exactly what it is, yes.
Is it a... PAF humbucker?
It is. You are absolutely correct. Boom. A Gibson PAF humbucker. Mark Packham straight in there with a point. And Mark Packham, it comes round to you.
Taking all those points.
Two.
Original guitar nerd.
I thought this was going to be like, when you said celebrities on telly, I thought this was going to be about like Big Brother.
Yes.
Bubbles.
That would have been better.
I thought this was going to be about like One Direction and stuff. I'm gutted.
No, vintage celebrities.
Vintage celebrities.
Like Bubbles.
Question two. Mark Packham, are you ready?
I am.
Correct. That's 1 point for Mark Packham.
Yes.
question for Mark Packham. On the Purple Rain tour, Roger Sadowski was brought in to build a very special Telecaster based on the famous Hohner T-style guitar from the Purple Rain movie. But it was designed to shoot a white milky liquid from the headstock so that Prince could soak the crowd. What were these prop guitars famously referred to by Prince?
Oh, God. This is horrible. The...
Keep it clean, Mark. This is a family show.
The... Purple Rainmakers.
It was a good attempt.
Remember,
but no,
don't
Joe,
give it away. Joe, yeah.
No
gotta
cues,
remember,
no clues.
You've
no
got to remember that yeah. the questions are being passed over.
Yeah, so no clues. Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. Okay, so it comes round to you, Matt Knight.
Keep it clean. ready on the profanity buzzer there, Joe Branton?
Yeah, I've got it in hand.
No, I am going to go with...
the temptation to say something.
Prince's Love Gun.
Okay. It's a good attempt. It's a good attempt, but not quite. So that comes round to you, Jay Cross. Can you get this one?
I don't know. The Cloudcaster?
Oh, It's unfortunately incorrect, but you were the first person to get the second part of the name right in Caster. It was in fact called the Ejacucaster.
There we go.
There you go. So that was. So no dear. Points.
I assume that's because one of Prince's roadies was called Jack, and it was named in in their
yes,
honor.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, okay. probably what it was. Question three. So Matt Knight is coming round to you.
Literally.
What custom homemade finish was Sid... Oh, you've got a good one for you here, Matt, actually. What custom homemade finish was Sid Barrett's famous Telecaster?
I think it was silver with little mirrors on it. Was that right?
Is absolutely correct. Yes, it was wrapped in a silver plastic film that he did himself and covered in those little mirror discs that were very popular in the the late 60s. So well done, Matt. You score a point there. And we are back round to Jay Cross.
Back round to Jay. Ready. I was just getting warmed up. I was still skipping.
No, that's okay. That's
got
okay.
Raise I reckon the heart rate.
You can do this, Jay. You're the only one with no points coming into the second question on this round, but
that's
okay.
Fine. I like to,
Yes, you're
give everyone
you're
else a chance.
Absolutely. On Sgt. Pepper's track, Good Morning, Good Morning, a 1964 Esquire was used, but who played it?
Paul McCartney.
That is absolutely correct. Paul McCartney had a right-handed 1964 Esquire strung upside down so that he could play it left-handed, and he did indeed play it on that track. So, Jay Cross, you're in with a point.
That should have been my question.
Yeah, it wasn't, Mark.
It was my question. Fine. I mean, I expected him to get it wrong, but he obviously...
What are you talking about expecting me to get it wrong? I'm the original guitar nerd,
well,
Jay
clearly,
Cross.
Clearly. Mark Packham, coming around to you, what was the original finish of Joe Strummer's Black Primer 66 Telecaster?
Ooh, the Black Primer 66 Tele.
Honestly, you are such a nightmare.
Originally, 66. I guess that would have been...
Alexa, please look up.
Joe Brandon, I'm going to go with Sunburst.
You would be absolutely correct, Mark Packham. Yes. Well done. Storming ahead there with
Boom.
Your second point
round. Should it not be specified what Sunburst?
No, I'm just I'm keeping it simple. I know what
mate.
You're trying to do here. Okay. Well, then it's coming around to you, Matt Knight.
Oh.
Matt Knight, here we go. Your second question of round one. What
quiz? The quiz is a bit like Monopoly, isn't it? You really like when other people have got go, and then when it's your turn, you're like, oh no, now I'm the one who might get humiliated.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
Oh, here we go. A similar question coming up for you, Matt Knight. What colour was Muddy Waters' Candy Apple Red Telecaster originally?
I'm going to go with... what colour was Muddy? I'm going to go with white. Olympic white.
That is absolutely correct. It was indeed Olympic white. And it came with a maple neck as well, which...
Damn, that was a great guess.
Yeah. Which Muddy wasn't a fan of. And in fact, he changed it for a rosewood neck, had it repainted in candy apple red, and had brass saddles, individual saddles fit, and what do you have? Witch hat knobs as well fit to that as well. So well done. Nice. Well done, Matt Knight. You've scored your second point. And we're coming round to you, Jay Cross.
The point man. The point man. Here we go.
The point man. The point Here we man. Are.
Jay Pointman, that's what they call me.
What is the pickup configuration in the John 5 Frost Gold Telecaster?
John 5 Frost Gold.
It's going to be a long quiz.
Telly what, sorry? it's just HH, isn't it?
That is correct, Jay Cross. You were overthinking it there. You were thinking of throwing a curveball, but no. It was a very simple question. And Jay Cross there with his second point, levelling out the playing field. Everyone's on 2-2-2 right now, but the other two have a question in hand.
So let's see. A game in hand.
Let's see if they can do something with it. Mark Packham.
Hit me.
Name one of the finishes available on the James Burton Telecaster upgrade.
Name one of the finishes on the James Burton Telecaster upgrade.
That's right.
I can't tell you the exact name, but I can describe it. Will that be good enough?
That will absolutely be good enough, although that's a very weird thing to say. But yes, go for it. Let me hear this.
So the James Burton Telecaster upgrade, there is a one with pinstripes, flame pinstripes.
I think we need a colour, don't we?
That is, yeah. We do need.
It's black with some flame pinstripes on it.
I'm going to give that to you, Mark Packham.
Yes, of course you are.
Because it is black with flame. It's flame paisley, but it's flame.
It's pinstripe though, isn't it?
No.
I think I get that.
I think I should probably get that.
I'm not sure that you should be getting that at all.
Black and flame, black and flame. I think I'll go for that. I mean, if I hadn't given it to him because I'd said the flames are paisley and not pinstripe, I think that might be a little bit, expecting a bit much of you guys. So I will give you that point.
A bit much of him,
Matt Knight, coming round to you. Last question for this round. Francis Rossi from Status Quo modified the bridge of his fence post green Telecaster. Can you tell me what that modification was?
Oh, and I can always remember that really horrible copy that someone bought in once. What did he modify? I'm not sure, but I'm going to go... No, that's not right, because I definitely don't remember seeing it. I'm going to say whammy bar.
That is unfortunately incorrect. What he actually did was...
Wait.
Oh, no, I forgot. I totally forgot.
You did it again, like this. Honestly, Joe, like this is exactly what happened.
I almost made it through a round. Exactly, I almost made it through.
Exactly what happened last time. Okay. You are just trying to sabotage me.
And it comes round to Jay Cross.
Honestly.
I'm so sorry. It will never happen again.
Honestly.
Almost made it through a round. Okay, Jay Cross, same question to you.
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. He did a couple of things to telly. One is he put an extra fret in.
It's specifically
he
modified the bridge.
He made it a top loader. I think. Rather than being strung through, made it a top loader.
I'm not sure that's quite enough, so I'm going to pass that one on.
What are you talking about, not enough?
Could you repeat the question, please, Joe?
Francis Rossi from Status Quo modified the bridge of his fence post green Telecaster. Can you tell me what that modification was?
Sure, I can tell you. Francis Rossi modified the bridge.
Ella is just furiously Googling in the background.
Post. Yeah. She's just sat opposite me Googling.
Rossi, R-O-S-S-I. Yeah. Francis, now, what did he do with his Telecaster?
What did he do to the bridge? He upgraded it.
Yeah. Come on. I must push you here. We need to get on to round two.
The Francis Rossi telly, has that got a humbucker in the bridge? So it's got a different bridge on it, one routed for a humbucker.
That is incorrect. It does not have a humbucker on the bridge. So unfortunately, no. What he did was cut the bottom of the Telecaster bridge off and fitted a tunematic.
Of course. Yeah.
To it. So it extended down the body. So there we are. That is the,
down, deeper
the
and down.
End. Exactly. That is the end of round one, celebrities on telly. Jay Cross, you have 2 points. Mark Packham, you have 3 points. And Matt Knight, you have 2 points. So Mark Packham storming ahead at the end of round one. But there is all to play for in round two as we enter amplification information. Remember, in this round, there are 2 points per correct answer. There's no system for losing points in this round, but 2 points per correct answer. So it could go in any direction at this point. Let's start it off with Jay Cross. First question. Are you ready?
I'm born ready, Joe. Born ready.
What year did Roland launch the Jazz Chorus? Was it? It's multiple choice this round, by the way. I didn't say that, did I?
No.
One day, one of my quizzes will be good. What year did Roland launch the Jazz Chorus? Was it 1975, 1979, or 1980?
I'm going to say 1979. Was that one of the options?
That was one of the options, yeah. I was just thinking, I can't really do a pass on, can I, in a multiple choice?
Well, no, because presumably it's going to be like...
Yeah. The third one will definitely get it.
The third person's going to get the point. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no passing on in this round in that case.
Oh, so I got it right, is what you're saying there.
You got it wrong, unfortunately, Jay Cross. I'm sorry, you did get that one wrong. It was, in fact, 1975 that Roden launched.
See, I did think maybe it would be 19. That was my first guess, but then when you said 1979 and 1980, I was like, "Well, it's got to be one of them two, isn't it? It's got to be."
There you go.
Can't believe I got rumbled.
It moves on to Mark Packham. Mark Packham, what speaker configuration was the 60-watt 1976 JC80? Was it a 410, a 28? Or a 115?
I'm going to go with... Give me those combinations again.
So it could be... This is the JC80. It's a 60-watt combo. And it could be two 8-inch speakers, four 10-inch speakers, or one 15-inch speaker.
I'm going to go two 8s.
Have you done that because there's an 8 in the name JC80?
No.
That, unfortunately, is incorrect. The JC80 was a single 15, a big boom.
Such a bad boy.
It's such a great amplifier. No. But bring it back, Matt, please. It's so cool. I really want one.
That is one of my... If I could have any of them, I would have the 160, though, which is the...
A 1x60.
Yeah. I would live inside the speaker cab. One day.
Okay. Well, Matt, we've actually come round to you for your question, which will be on it's still on the Jazz Chorus section of this round. So, well, that's all right.
Jazz
there are
Chorus
other
section.
What was the name and wattage of the most powerful JC ever built? Was it the JC180? Was it the JC200? Or was it the JCX150?
I think it's the JC200.
That is absolutely correct. A 200 watt head that was released with the JC200 S, I think it was, or C. No, I think it was S, which was the cabinet, the four.
Yeah, I've seen one of those heads in real life, and it weighs an absolute ton, and it's wider than like a standard Marshall 4x12 head. It's so pointless.
I don't think we made it
for very long.
No, I don't think so. Well, Matt, you've scored a point in this first round of the three of you. So 2 points. So you're going up to 4 points, taking the lead. Mark behind with 3 and Jay in last place with 2 at the moment. Jay Cross, you can make all of that change by answering this question. What British company owned Vox throughout the 80s and sold them to Korg in the early 90s? Was it Mercari's, Rose Morris, or Goodman?
Rose Morris.
That is absolutely correct. Jay Cross there, shooting ahead to tie in first place with Matt Knight with 4 points. Mark Packham, we're round to you. Are you ready for your Vox question?
Do it.
When did Vox introduce the AC-30 at the request of Hank Marvin? Was it 1956, 1959, or 1960?
I'm going to say 1960.
That is incorrect. It was 1959.
I knew you were going to say that.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't apologise.
Oh, well,
don't
if you knew, I'll just give you the points.
That's up for that. Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, and Matthew Knight coming round to you. Can you get back in first place, Matt Knight? What colour were the first year, that's 1959, Vox AC-30s? Were they? Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Were they... small diamond-printed white Rexene, rough black carpet, or oiled wood cabinet finish?
I'm going to say, and this is a guess, oil wood cabinet. Because I'm sure I've seen a reissue of those, but maybe not.
There you go. Well, you certainly have seen reissues of the original. They were quite common, and it wasn't that. The white... TV-style Voxes with a smaller brown print was how the Vox AC-30 existed for the first year before they changed.
It's like that one that I had, Matty, that hand-wired one.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And also, do you think Joe would have made up the word Rexene?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, I should have thought about that and put a few more fake words in there in the other options, shouldn't
I? Was it oiled wood Meherba blurb?
Okay, and we come round Jay Cross to you. We're back with you.
We're back with me.
We're back with you. What big US guitar brand purchased Orange for a brief period between 1993 and 97? Was it Mesa Boogie, Gibson, or Gretsch?
I don't know. I didn't know about this at all. But before you gave any of the options, my first guess was going to be Boogie. So I will stick with my answer of Boogie and say, Joe, Mesa Boogie.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It was Gibson. It was Gibson, of all people, that did for a very brief period purchase Orange. It did terribly during the time
really?
That they
What years
that
was
they
that, sorry?
It. 93 to 97.
Interesting.
In fact, in many ways, Orange had their absolute comeback in society once they got the brand back off of Gibson.
All right. So, I had no idea about that.
Hmm,
but they were still did they own Orange worldwide? No, they still had them in the UK, right? It was still Orange in the UK.
Yes, but I believe there were some that were produced in the US at that time as well. But yes, the bulk of them were still made over here.
All right, okay.
There you go. There you go.
You're always learning. That's the thing I say. That's the thing that people say about me. They say, the thing about Jay, always saying,
needs
always
to learn
learning.
More. Oh, no. Right. Always learning. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, of course. I understand what you meant now. Mark, moving
Hello.
Moving on to you. The first Orange Matamp amps. That were built in small quantities in London in 1969.
Yeah.
What wattage were the original custom shops? Were they 30 watts, 50 watts, or 100 watts?
What year was it?
1969. They were built in the back room of a tobacconist owned by Matthias from Matamp. Yes, they were made in very... very small quantities as a complete custom shop option, a head unit, I think only at the time.
I'm going to say they were 50 watts.
Unfortunately incorrect. They were 100 watts. In fact, it was very much Orange's and Matamp's,
of course. That's what I was going to say.
That was Matamp's calling card.
I was going to say 100.
It was PA-style equipment because, of course, it was Radio Shack.
Yeah, I knew that. That's what I was going to say, 100.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're going to say it again, let's just.
I think you should give them the points, out. Joe.
Yeah. I think.
Really.
I mean,
I'm Matty. I don't know about you, but I'm convinced.
Just he should win.
This episode of Guitar Nerds is brought to you by Shergold Guitars and their latest electric guitar, the Provocateur. Celebrated by Total Guitar Magazine as one of the most refined single cuts on the market, with endlessly satisfying playability and a flawless set of tones. The Shergold Provocateur combines remarkable specification with a retro vibe for a unique and bona fide rock guitar. From the brand that once powered the likes of Joy Division and is now championed by modern guitar pioneers and So I Watch You From Afar and many others, comes a fresh and exciting range of electric guitars. Designed by legendary British guitar luthier Patrick James Engel and featuring a roasted mahogany neck and a solid mahogany body loaded with USA-made Seymour Duncan pickups, it's easy to see why Guitarist Magazine officially voted the Provocateur one of the best electrics of 2019. You can find your nearest Shergold dealer at shergoldguitars.com. And if you're not in the UK, don't fear. Many UK-based Shergold dealers have super awesome international shipping options to guarantee your Shergold will make it to you in the most far-flung of places. Proudly stand out from the crowd and discover yours today at shergoldguitars.com. Shergold Guitars. Be your own original. This week, Guitar Nerds is sponsored by Chocks, the Danish power supply wizards who have been specialising in power supplies for effects pedals since 1991. Chocks is proud to announce that the modular Future Power Generation range of power supplies is now available everywhere. Chocks' Future Power Generation range consists of the DC7, which is the main unit, plus the Chocks 4 expander kit and the Chocks 8 expander kit and the standalone Chocks 4 adapter kit. Each of these power supplies offer a groundbreaking 1-inch profile, ultra low noise achieved by multi-stage filtering, 660 milliamps at 9 volts DC in each outlet, 4 selectable voltages, and each product comes with a large selection of flex cables included. Plus, much more, and Chocks power supplies are covered by a 5-year worldwide warranty. If you've got a smallish board you'd like to power via an adapter, Chocks 4 adapter kit is the way to go. Got a medium-sized pedal board with some power-hungry pedals on it? Well, the DC7 is the answer. The DC7 will also charge your phone via the built-in USB outlet, so you won't miss any important messages from your hungry fans. Got a large pedal board? The DC7 and Chocks 4 expander is what you need. Got a huge pedal board and need enough juice to power a small village? Get a DC7, connect it to the Chocks 8 expander. Visit Chocks at CIOKS.com for more info. Now, back to the show.
I think so.
Should we just end it now, shall we? Yeah?
I think
let's
so.
Just call it now.
I quite want to watch the football, so actually, it's doing everyone a favour.
Okay, right, let's get through this. Next question. Matt Knight. Last question in this round. In 1975... Oh, I'm so glad you've got this one, Matt Knight. In 1975, Omek released the Jimmy Bean, a solid-state amp and cabinet. But what was the finish of the head and cabinet that Orange boasted about in their advertising for the amp? Was it bubbled rubber, gloss neon orange, or real jean denim? Bubbled rubber, gloss neon orange, or real jean denim?
Can someone
bubble rubber.
Can you just say bubbled just bubble rubber? Just say it a few more times, and then can someone cut it and make it into like a dance remix?
Bubbled rubber, 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 bubbled rubber. There you go. Bubbled rubber, gloss neon orange, or real jean denim.
I'm gonna go with orange.
Gloss neon orange. Okay. No, that was a good guess to come. They were made out of real jean denim. That was the number one thing they were boasting about, their solid state amp. Not that they were producing a solid state amp, you know, when they were the only British company doing solid state amps, basically. The lead thing on their advertising in 1975 for these was the fact that instead of Tolex, it was real jean denim.
I think that's a perfectly appropriate thing to boast about.
Mm. Yeah, well, yes, fine. Quite a low scoring round there, really, by all accounts. But I think that was because we couldn't pass on the questions. That was an oversight on my part. Jay and Matt, you are now in joint first with 4 points. Mark Packham, you trail
joint
with
first.
Three. Okay, so we are moving into round three. Effects 101. Now, for this round, it's 2 points per correct answer and 1 point per... -1 point per wrong answer.
Oh,
okay?
I love this. I love this.
Questions Mark's will be passed round. Questions will be passed round. So be aware when things are being passed round that, you know, you could lose a point.
So you don't lose a point if you pass.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, sugar. I can't do a pass again, can I?
No, you can do a pass. You can just... God, we have the option to either answer...
Oh, yeah. Or pass. Oh, and that's it. Yeah, let's do it like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
that's it.
If we all pass, we all lose a point.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, because otherwise, if you pass and then Mark passes...
We could get in a pass loop. We could essentially be here forever.
You just pass. You just keep passing it, or you'll pass it and then no one will score a point and there's no risk to that. There's got to be a risk involved. Hence.
I mean, fine. Yeah, okay, fine. If we all pass, we all lose a point.
Okay, okay.
Matt, that is the sort of unhinged chaos Guitar Nerds podcast.
If we all pass, we all lose a point. That's literally pointless.
Yeah.
No, it's less than pointless.
No, because if you think about it, right, then everyone, if you pass it around, then everyone loses. But you've got to try and answer it right.
No,
but if you answer it right,
Matty, you can either
Pass or you can
answer
get it wrong.
The question, and if you answer the question, you get
yeah, and
two
if you
points,
get it wrong, you lose a point.
So you've got to be sure of your answer. That's all.
But if you've got the option to pass, why wouldn't everyone pass?
Because you don't get any points if you pass.
Yeah, because you could think you're right.
I like my riskier way better. I like losing all this. I like all this losing all these extra points.
Okay. All right.
I reckon you're going to just have a whole round of everyone passing because no one knows.
Well, hopefully you guys do know. Okay. Hopefully you're the guitar nerds, and I expect more of you.
Apparently, only Mark Packham is the original guitar.
I'm the OG. Yes. Oh,
well, yeah, no, look, I'm being nice to him because I want him to be on the podcast every week so I can take a few weeks off. That's all.
I'm the opposite.
Okay, all right, we're going to start this off. Jay Cross, as always, you are starting as the winner of last time's quiz. Here we go. Possibly. You've got 4 points. You're tied with Matt in first place at the moment. Question one. Effects 101. You've got 2 points you could win here, or 1 point if you guess the wrong answer. You can, of course, pass. Number one, on the Nobels.
Pass.
Damn it. Mark, okay. On the...
He said it. He passed.
Okay. On the Nobels ODR1 BC drive pedal, what does the BC stand for?
Come on, Jay. What does the BC stand for?
ODR1BC. It's a drive pedal. It's very good. I really like it.
Pass.
Mark Packham.
Wait, so if you get the answer wrong, you lose a point. Is that...
Yes, that's right. So you could take a step. So there's no point saying, I don't know, booby cup as what BC stands for.
I can assure you, Joe, I wouldn't have said that.
Okay. I just mean you're going to have to take an appropriate stab at it, that's all.
Yeah, but you'll lose a point. So why wouldn't he just pass if he doesn't know?
And then if I pass,
then you've just had a pointless round.
Well, yes.
Someone could have actually lost a point, which is there's far more risk.
BC on a Nobel's...
ODR1.
ODR1.
Yeah.
Bright Circuit.
It's a wonderful attempt, but I'm sorry. It's brought you down to 2 points. It's brought you down to 2 points, and it does go over to Matt Knight.
Pass.
Okay. No problem. You are able to do that.
Can I take it? I know that I can't.
No.
Have another go at it.
No, that's it.
No. You're just not going to tell us the answer.
I am going to tell you the answer.
Is it Boost Crunch?
No, it's Base Cut. So it has in the little battery opening bit, which is on the front on the ODR1, there's a mini switch that is a base cut.
Of course it does.
The idea being that it was said that it was a little boomy on Les Pauls and things like that. So there was a little base cut introduced for people playing boomier guitars, which I thought was quite cool.
Base cut, of course. Not Boost Crunch.
No. But Mark did have
circuit.
A fair old stab. Mark did have a good
Bright
go.
Circuit. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good idea, and I'm glad you had a go, Mark. You took the risk.
I'm here to...
You put your bits on the table. You were ready for that.
I did.
Question two.
Joe grabbed them away from you.
Question two, Mark Packham, you're up. Why isn't there a Boss OC4?
Because traditionally, I believe, 4 is seen as an unlucky number in Japan.
And Mark Packham is just... one back a point because he gets 2 points for that, bringing him up to 4 points, which means the scores are completely level at the moment. 4-4-4.
Although I'm not sure that's true anymore because PlayStation 4 and stuff, that was the speculation around the launch of PS4 that they weren't going to call it PS4, but they did. So I don't know how much that actually means anymore.
Well, true, but it's certainly something Boss is sticking to. So there you go. question... for Matt Knight now, what is the one control on the Anasounds Lazy Comp?
Oh, good question. What is the one control?
It's a compressor with one control on it. What is that one control?
I'm not gonna pass. I think it's level.
That's incorrect. You're down 3 points. And it moves round to Jay Cross.
Hello. Yeah, Jay. We've been friends for a while. I think this is. We talked about this on last week's podcast. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I think we might have. We certainly spoke about it recently. Maybe.
Yeah. And we talked about how it's a preset EQ, I think. Is that right, Joe?
What is the one control?
I'm just making conversation. I think we talked about it because you were talking about your compressors that you really liked, and I think you brought this one up as one that you liked for a particular reason.
I did. You're right.
And I think it's the reason that you liked it is because the clever people at Anasounds have made a compressor that has a preset level of compression, because they're just like, you don't need to make this up yourself. We've already done it for you. This is where you want your compression to be. And therefore, the only control on there is mix, because it's just like, well, how much do you want?
2 points for Jay Cross.
Oh, poo points.
Yeah, it's a wet dry mix. Wonderful. Jay storming into the lead there with 6 points now on the board. And we come round.
Wait, why did Jay get 2 points there?
Everyone, because it's a two point round.
You got 2 points you last time, but you'd lost a point previously.
You didn't say that. Fine.
I said you won a point because you'd lost a point last time.
Got it, I see.
Sorry, I made that complicated in the way I described it.
That's why I was getting confused.
You didn't make
about
it complicated at all, Joe. Don't let him bully you. Do not let him bully you.
Okay, Jay Cross.
This is a great quiz, Joe. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks very much. Jay Cross, this is now your question. Can you solidify your already substantial lead? I can't believe you got this one.
Well, surely you knew who they were going to.
No, I don't know who.
He's
no, they're random.
It. Listen to him at all? Joe, I can't believe Mark is treating you like this at the moment. Mm. I'd never do that to you.
So I literally click a button.
What's he going to do, kick me off the podcast?
Fingers crossed.
I click a button and it gives me a random question from this round.
Oh, got it.
I wanted it to randomize completely. So here we are. So this is the question that Jay Cross has got. The reflecting pool and marine layer are two of Fender's reverbs. What is the third?
Oh, the tree verb.
2 points again for Jay Cross, rolling into the lead with 8 points. Well done. And we come round to Mark Packham. Mark Packham.
Is that a correct pronunciation? Isn't it Trey Verbs?
Well, like the drummer from Green Day, you mean?
Yeah, Trey Verb.
Trey Cool Verb.
Okay, Where was I? Mark Packham.
Yes.
What band, how many bands EQ is the Boss EQ 200?
Oh. I'm going to say...
Oh, it's 200 band EQ.
Yeah, it's 200. I'm going to say it is... Pass.
I think a good idea if you're not sure. Okay, that comes around to you, Matt Knight, then.
I really hope
I was just giving
right.
away a point, basically.
You have,
basically,
yeah.
Either way, if I'd have lost the point there, I would have lost the point. But I've also just given a point to Matt, so exactly, whatever.
Yeah. What is it, Matt?
Oh, God, I'm really doubting myself.
Matt, your job's on the line.
Let's hope no one's listening.
Always listening. 10?
10 is the correct answer. Matt Knight,
God,
you've now got 5 points. Well done. Okay, question for Matt Knight now. Okay. Matt. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, the Thorpe Effects Heavy Water is the boost side for what other Thorpe pedal?
Dane? The Dane.
That is correct. And you're shooting ahead to 7 points. Only a point behind Jay Cross now. Ooh. Okay, here we are. Jay Cross, you ready?
Joe, I tell you what, I was born ready.
Wonderful. What colour was the Boss GE7B?
Oh. GE7B. Got a geezer who works for Boss and a geezer who used to sell these all day stood behind me. GE7B. No, I can't even picture it, to be honest with you. So I'm going to... Grey.
I'm sorry, you've lost a point.
Oh, that's fine.
And it does pass on. It passes on to Mark Packham.
Joe, I believe it's the same colour as the GE7.
Which is?
It's hard to describe. It's like a sort of yellowy tan colour.
Mark Packham, you're down to 3 points.
Oh! What? No, I'm not. Matt Definitely
Knight.
Not.
Matt Knight, wait, it's come round to you.
GE7B. Are you sure, Joe Branton?
Yeah. I'm saying the GE... So I can't give you clues.
No,
I'm
I
saying...
know. But the only other... possible option is brown.
And you are completely correct because I didn't say the GEB7. I said the GE7B, which was the brown and gold Taiwan made Boss pedals. So,
Joe Branton.
A trick question.
So there we are. 9 points. Matt goes into the lead with that one.
What have I got? 2?
3. You've got 3 points. But I believe in you. I believe in you. I still think you've got this. There's so much. You've got so much more to give. Okay, so question 7. So that's it's Mark's question. It's Mark's question.
Do it.
Okay, right. What is the new name for the JHS Pink Panther?
The Lucky Cat.
That is correct. Mark Packham, 5 points. Woo! Bang-a-rang. Okay, next up is... where are we? Matt's up. Okay.
Matt's up.
Matt's up. Mets up.
Okay, here we are. What does the divide control do on the Red Beard Honey Badger Fuzz?
Ooh. That's the one you haven't sent me to try yet, Joe Branton, but I know it's at your house.
Sorry, one of the bass nerds has it at the moment. JD or Naomi, I can't remember.
I think it goes between... do I pass or do I take a guess?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to risk.
Yes, that's
risk
good.
Risk
Wonderful. You're in the lead. You're in the best position to do that.
I think it goes between 1 octave and 2 octaves down.
That's absolutely correct, Matt Knight. You took a pun. Oh, wow. Took a pun and the first one into double figures there, Matt Knight. Jay Cross, can you join him?
Does it?
Sorry?
You blend between 1 and 2. It doesn't like literally move you from like...
No, oh, it's a blend. It's a blend.
You were at one, now you're at 1.5, and now you're at 2. half octaves down. Great.
Yeah, it's a really usable sound, that one. Yeah.
For me, it is. I like 1.52. Just detune it ever so slightly.
Jay Cross, can you join Matt in double figures? The MXR.
I've got to be honest.
The MXR Phase 45 and Phase 90 were brought together in one mini unit. What was that pedal called?
A small Phase 90. How specific do you need me to be with the name?
I need you to name the pedal.
Okay. So I can be like quite close, and that's all right. Let's go with, okay, so the Phase 45 and the Phase 90, is that what you said? 45 and 90?
Yep.
Were brought together in a small pedal that we all know and love very well.
Oh, answer the question.
Sound of a man Googling.
Is the Phase 90 Mini.
The way you set that up, I really thought you were going to get that. No, that's, you're down to 6 points.
No,
Mark Packham,
no, no,
it's round
not.
To you.
It's the Phase 90 Mini.
It's not.
That, no,
it's
the,
not.
Well, the
it's
one that not. I've got is, maybe I've got a pre-production one.
You don't
prototype.
Have to,
so really,
Jay,
I think that's the great
Fater.
Answer.
Mark Packham.
Joe, the answer is the Phase 95.
That is correct, Mark Packham.
Which I only just realised is called that because it's part Phase 90, part Phase 45.
Yeah.
Wow, is that, that's, when, you, when, you own it, Matt Knight.
I know, that's why I'm surprised Jay didn't get it, because I think the last podcast I was on, I was saying
we
how much
about
I loved
it. Yeah.
I just, Matt, you, like, I'm sorry to
I know,
break it to
we
you,
never...
I don't listen to you, ever.
And when Jay said Phase 9, and I was like, oh, he's got it. Stole 2 points. What are the scores, Joe B? I feel
so
more
Jay,
confident after
you
that.
You didn't steal 2 points. You stole 3 points because I lost a point for getting it wrong. Mm,
yeah, Jay Cross is in last point, the place
last
with
point?
Six.
Oh,
Mark,
no, not last
Mark
point.
With seven and yes. Matt with 11.
I'm loving this. Mm.
Okay, here we go.
Justin Timberlake wrote that. That's a little fact of the day.
What did he write?
The McDonald's jingle, loving it.
I'm loving it. Yeah, yeah.
Was written by Justin Timberlake. Like
that. How about that? Mark Packham, it's your question.
Let's do it. Wait, is this the last round? Have we changed round structure?
No, we're still in this round. This round's a bit longer. You ready?
Yep.
How many dedicated drive pedals do Strymon offer in their current range?
Ooh. I like it.
Nah, pass. There's too much margin for error on that. I'm passing.
Matt Knight?
Now, you dedicated drive. So there's
Matt, just list them. List them out loud for the listeners.
Okay.
No, don't, because then Jay will know one that you don't list.
No, I think just list them out loud for the listeners.
Jay's strategy here is so wonderful.
He comes across as a nice guy, but secretly there's always a...
I'm just hoping that Joe's description... I'm going to go with two.
You're completely correct. You are completely correct.
Sunset
there.
And Riverside.
That is absolutely... The reason I said dedicated was in case someone like Mark Packham got this question and started claiming that because technically you can drive the input on the deco, it was, you know... So there we go. Matt even more in the lead than he was already. And we are round to Matt for the next question. Matt...
Hit me.
Here we are. Okay. Another Strymon question. What is Strymon's only pedal to be discontinued?
The OB1.
That is absolutely correct. Their original compressor and clean boost. The only pedal that they have ever discontinued. And you are hurtling into the lead now with 15 points. And it comes round to you, Jay Cross.
Yep. I would have got both of those questions right, just for the record.
I know. And I'm sure you'll get this one right
as
well.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Mm, absolutely. The Moor A7. It has seven different versions of what effect built in.
Well, it's the A7 is A for ambient, so I guess you could call that reverb.
Bang,
or you could
bang.
Call it ambience.
Wow, so good. I thought I was throwing a curveball in there. I thought people were going to guess acoustic and
things
like
ridiculous,
that.
Don't be ridiculous, Joe. I'm the original guitar nerd. I know that answer. I'm pedals 101 nerd, aren't I?
Well, there you are. Jay Cross back in second place there.
This is like Brands Hatch.
This point system is good. This is creating controversy.
I like it.
Okay, wonderful. And now we're on to Mark Packham. Can you retake that lead?
He didn't passed on his last one, didn't he? Bit cowardice, that one, if you ask me. I don't know.
Sometimes you just got to be tactical, mate.
What is the only modulation effect in the JHS 7 series?
The only modulation effect in the JHS 7 series. And I need to get the actual name, do I?
I will never get bored of this. No, just the name of the effect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. What, just the name of the effect type?
Yes, as in you can't just make a noise. You can't just, you know.
No, but is the pedal called... Oh, in the 7... right.
In the 7 series.
Do you mean the 7 series or do you mean the 3 series?
Oh, sorry. I said 7 series. I mean the 3 series.
That's what got me confused. Yeah.
Absolutely. I apologise, Mark Packham. I'll give you an extra point for my...
Don't do that! No!
Not doing that. Okay, sorry. I meant the 3 series. There are 7 pedals in the 3 series. I do apologise.
Joe Brandon, we're going to go with chorus.
That is the correct answer, Mark Packham.
Give me that extra point.
There you go.
Do
9
not
points,
give him the
Mark
extra
Packham.
Point, Joe. Give me the extra point. I'll murder
okay.
you.
Things are heating up here on the Guitar Nerds quiz, and we're round to the last question in Effects 101, the penultimate round of this quiz. Matt Knight, are you ready?
Yes.
The Roadrunner is one of Echolone's drive pedals. What is the other?
The Everest.
Yeah, that's correct. And there we go. Matt Knight, 17 points. Mark Packham on 9, Jay Cross on 8. All to play for.
All to play for, if you ask me. Joe, this is a great quiz you've got.
What's the format of the next one? Can anyone actually catch Matt or not?
So, yes, we can, because the next round is exactly the same in format.
Yes, we can.
The next round is attenuated difficulty, meaning that some of the questions I've put in this round are incredibly easy, and some of them are very hard. All of them are worth 3 points, but if you answer incorrectly, it's a minus point and you can pass.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it.
So this could really go either way.
So Jay,
you could get 3 really hard questions as your 3.
So what, is there 3 really hard questions, 3 really medium questions and 3 really easy questions?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm using this randomizer, was basically for this last round. So here we go. 3 points for
always
correct
like you, Joe.
Answers.
Always thought this was a good quiz.
Minus 1 point per round answer. Here we are. Jay
Incorrect.
Cross, you're starting
this
off.
Oh, no, I got it wrong.
Okay, Jay Cross, here we are. Will you be lucky? Here it is. Jay Cross, what are the 2 pickup configurations available on the Music Man St. Vincent?
And what do I need to do here? Do I need to get both of them or just
you
one
do.
Of them?
No, you need to get both. If you get
seems,
one, it,
that seems
it's
like
a wrong
you're asking
answer.
Me 2 questions. That seems, must be one of the really hard questions. I'm going to go with the St. Vincent. I can't think of the other one. I'm going to go with HH and Triple H.
Joe?
Yeah. It's not right. It's not really right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I lose a point then.
Yeah, I'm afraid you do, Jay Cross. Mark Packham, can you answer this correctly?
I believe. Oh, actually, I don't know. You've got in my head now. One of them is... Oh, what's the other one, though? What is the other one? What is the other one, Joe? That is the question that I'm asking you.
Oh, do you want me to answer? Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell me what the other one is. You know the one that I'm thinking of, but what is the other one?
Yeah.
I think it's just 2 mini humbuckers or 3 mini humbuckers.
Incorrect. You lose a point. Matt Knight.
I think it's two humbuckers, three mini humbuckers.
That is correct.
That's what I was going to say.
God, that's what I said. No. I said HH and Triple H.
Matt Knight now has 20 points.
That is unbelievable.
No, Triple H, because Triple H is wrong.
Unfortunately, I agree with Joe on this one.
That is outrageous.
I'm so sorry, Jay. I'm so sorry.
Triple
Question
H
two.
Is wrong, though.
Triple H is not wrong.
Do you want me to get a book to prove it?
What book is it? The Rock's.
Is it The Rock's Autobiography?
Question two. Mark Packham, are you ready? What is the name of MXR's new drive pedal that blends two classic amp drive
times? Oh, come on.
It's the FOD.
Mark Packham, that is correct. You now have 11 points. Congratulations.
What does it stand for?
You don't want to know, Matt.
FOD.
You don't want to know. Drive. Oh. Faces on dirt. Fat oil diameter. Okay, question. The next question, which goes to Matt. Matt, what anniversary are we currently celebrating for the Fender Esquire?
Oh. 70?
That is correct. Matt Knight, unbeatably up at 23 points now. Okay, and we're coming back round to Jay Cross. Jay Cross, what is the name of Serik Bass's overwound single coil pickup for bass?
that's harsh.
Why is
it
that
should
harsh?
Be in there as, should be in there as an option.
That's so
Joe,
easy.
Joe, once these fellas have stopped having a little laugh, I will tell you the answer is the B90.
That is absolutely correct. Jay Cross. Jay Cross, well done. Oh, yeah, very good, very good. See, it was easier than everyone thought. It was
it's easy when you know the answers, just like I did on my previous question when I answered HH and Triple H.
Mark Packham, what wattage is the Mesa Boogie Subway TT bass amplifier?
Subway TT is going to be some sort of travel thing. Subway, you take it on the subway. TT. Joe Brandon, I'm going to go with 500 watts.
Incorrect.
That's
Knight.
A shame.
Loses some points.
Mark and Jay are now level with 10.
That's interesting because that's what I was going to say.
That's the benefit of having a question after someone's guessed.
Pass.
Ah, and Jay Cross, it comes around to you.
I don't know, so I'm going to pass.
Very well. It was 800 watts, a whopping 800 watts, the Mesa Boogie Subway. So an intelligent guess, Mark, but you know, no one's going to get that. Okay.
Always good to make a quiz with a question no one's going to get by your own admission.
And it's attenuated. It's attenuated.
Yeah. Attenuated difficulty here.
What, sure. The amp or the question?
Yeah, the both.
Both. Both. Okay, where are we? Matt Knight, it's your question. What is the name? Oh, you're getting all the Strymon questions. Oh, man. Okay. What is the name of Strymon's current compressor boost pedal?
Oh, hold on. Current name. Current bun. is it the Compadre?
That is correct. Matt Knight. Unbelievable.
I would like
26
a current bun,
points now. Okay, and it comes around to you, Jay Cross.
That's me.
I reckon there's all to play for second place now. Across
I reckon
these...
it's all... I'm going to win it, I think, mate.
This is your last question, everyone, now. These are the last questions you'll be asked in this quiz.
Okay,
so, Jay
can
Cross.
We, can we gamble in, other
unless
people's
there's a pass,
points.
Obviously. Sorry, mate?
Can we gamble other people's points? Can I gamble, like...
I'll tell you what.
I reckon if I get this question right, I get 20 points and Matt loses 20 points.
If you want, you can do an all or nothing on these points, on this last question. But you have to put that in before...
All or nothing. What am I on now?
Well, no, you're only on 10, so you actually can't beat Matt anyways. It doesn't matter.
We're playing for pride, Jay. We're playing for pride.
Okay, no, it's fine. That's fine. Okay. I'll just go. I'll go.
Okay.
It's cool.
Here we go. Okay, right. Question seven. Jay Cross's last question. Game Changer Audio utilize odd methods for creating sound, like their exposed bolt of charge that creates the fuzz tones. This year, they released a reverb. What unique method did they use to create the reverb?
I can't remember what it's called. Pass. I'm passing, Joe.
Passing on your last question, Jay Cross.
Passing on my last question.
Mark Packham.
Sorry, can you repeat the question
Game
again?
Game Changer Audio utilize odd methods for creating sound, like their exposed bottle of charge that creates their fuzz tones. This year, they released a reverb. What unique method did they use to create the reverb?
How specific do I need to be?
I will accept sort of like, you know, you getting the right idea.
I think just let him answer the question.
I don't know the answer, so I'm going to guess. Did they put a plate reverb in a pedal?
Mark?
That's it. No. He's answered. That's fine. Is that correct, Joe?
Mark, by gambling, you realise you will come third if you're wrong.
I don't care.
Okay.
If I'm honest, I don't care that much.
Now that he's not winning, he doesn't care. I'm so sorry, Mark, but it's not a real plate reverb. That was something done by Anna Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
It was the spring. But still, nonetheless, a plate reverb is not the correct answer. Matt Knight.
They utilised light.
That is absolutely correct. Light bulb, it was a light optical. Yeah, it was a little infrared.
Bloody light bulb, wasn't it? Of course it was.
So Matt Knight.
I hate to give him a reprieve here, but this is actually Mark's question.
Sorry. I just meant Matt Knight. You move on to 29 points.
Okay, yeah,
which
good
is
side, Joe. Good
unbelievable side. There. Great side. And now Mark Packham, can you do this?
So he's on a point lower than me.
He's on a point lower than you, but I reckon he could pull this back.
I don't think he can. In fact, I'm not even sure it's worth guessing. So
bring it on, Joe. Bring it on.
What compressor is the JHS Pulp and Peel based on?
The Dan Armstrong compressor.
That is absolutely correct, Mark Packham. Oh, 11 points now, Mark Packham. And we move on to Matt Knight for the final question, meaning that only if Matt gets this wrong,
then it's still
can Jay actually claw back?
Matty, you just got to think about this. Is it worth dealing with smug Packham?
What's smug about you losing, Jay? Why would I be smug about that?
Here we go. Are you ready? Pug Matt Smack Knight, the final question.
Pug Smack'em.
What was the name of Hayden's range of briefly popular lunchbox amps?
Oh, trick question. They've never been popular.
What was the name of Hayden's range of lunchbox amps?
Oh, and I can picture them. I can picture them in my mind, in front of me, in the store. And I remember selling them. Oh, I'm going to pass.
Jay Cross, it's all on you right now.
I hate you, Matt.
Honestly, I didn't know. I'm not just doing it.
See, I also remember them in the store. And unlike Matt, I know the answer. The answer is the Cub Series. Thank you very much, everybody. Yep, bloody lovely. Cheers. Thanks, Joe. Second place.
I was so excited about you getting that one right.
No, I've got absolutely no idea. Cub. No.
Wait,
Beaver.
Wait, there's still someone who needs to answer.
Yeah, I know. Which Jay's just lost a point.
Jay just lost a point.
Mark Packham, can you get this right?
Joe, I would never call you this if I wasn't answering this question.
Bangarang, he's got it,
the
ladies and gentlemen.
Is the mofo.
Absolutely correct.
Of course it is.
Absolutely correct. Moving into a 14-point position.
Dominant
there.
Second place, I think, is what you
dominant
meant to say there, Joe.
So there we are. That is so at the end of this quiz, a complete role reversal. Jay Cross finishes in last place with 9 points, not even managing to keep double digits.
I don't like double digits.
Mark Packham in second place with 14 points. And Matt Knight storming ahead with 29 points. A 29-point victory. Matt Knight, absolutely incredible performance there. Well done. How do you feel? Congratulations.
I got lucky, but thank you.
Well done. Well done. There we go. Well, that is the end of this week's quiz. I hope you've enjoyed it, dear listener. I hope you've played along, and I hope you've fared better than our hosts and proved us to be as ineffective as, you know, we probably are. But well done. Well done, everyone. I thought that was good. I thought it was really a good quiz. I'm quite happy with that one.
Very good fun, Joe.
Joe, you did a great job, as always. And I look forward to doing it again in another 10 episodes' time.
There you go. That's exactly what will happen.
Winning again.
Absolutely. Now, we are drawing to the end of this week's free episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast. You can, of course, listen to an entire extra episode of the Guitar Nerds every week on our Patreon site, patreon.com/guitarnerds. This week on our Patreon episode, we're going to be... Well, I say this every week, don't I? We're going to try and answer some questions from the group. We've got a few. I think there are some good ones, so we're going to do our best to do that. If you want to get involved with us on Patreon, then there are three tiers at which you can do that. The $1, $5 and $10 tier. The $1 tier will get you this episode ad-free and early. The $5 tier will get you that plus access to our Patreon special episodes every week and our entire back catalogue. And the $10 tier... we'll get you all of those things, plus your name sung in the incredible Patreon song that we finish every episode with. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow us on all of the socials with @GuitarNerds, or join us on our Facebook community with facebook.com/groups/GuitarNerdsForum. Thanks very much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with more of this guitar nerdery. Farewell.
Farewell.
Bye.
You all said that at the same time.
That was very good. Good quiz, Joe. Well done.
Listeners, listen to me. You all mean the world to me. Hurting you just feels absurd. My guitar nerd. Let me tell you how I feel. Listeners, I am for real. Loving you with every word. Guitar nerd. Let me back into your heart. I will buy you a jam tart. I will not treat you like dirt. My guitar nerd. My love for you will never stop.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.